Dad? Why are you here?
I came down from Canada. I've come to take you home.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean...
What's that?
Clean up. Been really busy with, you know, this, that, the other thing. I haven't done any work to speak of on the house in, well, in 9 years. It's gonna be really nice once it's all finished. Trunk. I'll get the trunk. Bed looks nice. I ran out of storage space in the workshop. Don't worry, I'll get this junk cleared out of here first thing in the morning. Make it just like you remember it.
I don't.
You don't what?
Remember it. I'm really tired.
You didn't think I could fly, did you? What'd you think?
I wouldn't go and brag about it.
Oh, well, that's actually a pretty good landing for me. headed to a museum in Montreal. I was thinking a goatee or clean shaven.
Give him a beard, and he'll look like you.
I'm gonna be real busy. I'm behind. I gotta deliver him. I'm gonna be in the shop a lot. Okay.
I'm not a baby. You don't have to hold my hand.
Won an award for that. From the Canadian Society of Inventors. Not bad, eh?
What is it?
It's a refrigerator.
Very original.
Huh. Mugu guy in a pan. It's real easy to make. Says so right here. You like peanut butter? Remember it had a real peanutty taste?
I'm not eating that.
Oh, no, the peanut butter makes it good. There's the peanuts, there's an oil thing that happens.
Why is there a spaceship in the barn?
It's the lunar lander. Remember when I built that? It was the winter you and your mom left. Remember, she thought I was crazy for doing it. I was, too. I had no money. I had a busted ankle. Colder than hell. But I couldn't get over that whole moon trip.
Why did you build it?
Well, I mean, you know, the lunar lander. I mean, think about it. It's up there right now. The original one. They left it there. It's parked. So we needed another one. So I made an exact replica.
Yeah. Every home should have one.
Hey, I've been offered a lot of money for that.
Hi. You must be Amy. I heard a lot about you.
Hey, how you doing? This is Susan. She's a friend of mine.
This is for you. It's a welcome gift. Welcome.
Do you live here too?
Well, yes, I do. Sometimes I do.
Excuse me.
So, what's cooking?
Oh, that went well.
Hey, listen, thanks for coming over. You know, clearing the corner of a room, fixing the bed, the flowers, and everything. I mean, it's just great.
No problem.
We were really beat when we got back.
Different than I thought she'd be. More complicated.
She used to travel all over on tour with her mother. Singing in a club in Tokyo, and a week later making a recording in London.
Yeah.
They were on the move a lot.
Sorry about that, but these people, they've been trying to build this development, and we've been fighting them on it because it's going to ruin the community.
I don't care.
Yeah, well, okay, I just wanted to explain it to you, that's all.
I don't care about any of it, and I'm not going back to school anymore. I'd rather die than go back there.
Amy.
Thank you.
No, stop!
Who are you?
Oh, they were coming at me through the frozen food section. It was just truly awful. Their lips were so blue. Oh, wow. You gotta be Amy.
Yeah.
I gave you silly putty for Christmas once. You ate it. Do you remember, Tom? She took a bite out of a slipper once, swallowed it.
Oh. Who's he? What's he doing here?
He's your uncle. He's here to help me catch up with my work.
Tom brings me here to be his beast of burden. I lug pig iron for Michelangelo.
That's the bus.
Okay. No, books, no, Dad.
Shoes, hat, bag. Where's your bag?
Wait, okay. Dad, you're not listening to me.
David, David's got
Dad,
the bag. Take
Dad
the bag.
Okay,
homework.
Come on, Dad, I've got...
We're coming!
Dad.
We're coming! Okay,
can
go,
you
go.
Just wait a minute.
Go, 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 go. No, 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 no. You're going to school. You belong in school every day, period. Go.
Oh,
go, 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 go.
Today I want to move on to another important figure. Sir Alan Napier McNab. Sir Alan was elected to the Upper Canada Legislative Assembly in 1830. He was its speaker from 1837 to 1840. While the Tories were in the majority. And he was the Prime Minister of the United Colony from 1854 until 1856.
Better tomorrow, I'm sure. Listen, Susan and I are going to go to a meeting. Uncle Dave here is going to stay. He's going to get you something to eat, help you with your homework.
All right.
Math tonight, right? We'll be home by 10.
Don't worry about anything.
In bed by 8:30.
What, decimals? Fractions? Well, math can be really fun. Really can.
They've broken the law and they've accomplished their objective, which is that there's nothing left to save. I mean, it's a done deal. And it's an outrage. I mean, there are laws against this kind of thing. And I, for one, want to know who amongst you is going to enforce them.
The chair recognizes Sam Tufts.
Sir, I'm proud to be one of the they you speak of. I don't have the luxury of an outside income. I'm a farmer. My land is part of the package. because I can't make a living off it anymore. If I don't sell, how am I going to send my kids to college?
Chair recognizes Glenn Seifertz.
I'd just like to say that it's not this project that worries me as much as the projects that will follow in its wake. And I don't believe that there are many among you that really want this to happen, and I wish you would consider the fields and streams that your children play in, the clean air, the clean water, and the general peace of mind, unless we forget the animals that we share this land with, because they're all on the brink of disappearing from this place forever if this permit is passed. So think about it.
Hey,
how you doing?
What time should you go to sleep?
What time did she go to sleep?
She was going to the marsh.
Is it okay for her to sleep here?
Oh, yeah. She'll
be okay. Can I keep him?
Good morning.
You have to feed them every 2 hours.
Uh-huh, okay.
And they need a lot of attention.
I think what they need is to learn where to poop.
Oh, come on, they're just babies.
Amy, look, they're not going to be able to stay in the house.
If you put them outside, then owls and cats and stuff will get them and they'll die.
Okay, well, yeah. There's your bus. You gotta go.
Are you sure you can handle this?
Yes, I'm sure, okay? Go to school. Go, now.
Hey!
Hey!
Well, I hear they're not going to start construction for another year.
Yeah, who knows? I don't believe it. Listen, my daughter found some goose eggs down in all that mess. I think they wiped out some birds when they went through there. And, well, anyway, they hatched. And now I've got fuzzballs running around my house, and I don't have a clue as to how to take care of them.
Wild geese, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the last nesting places for them in the area. You just inherited more problems than you deserved.
Oh, great.
See, geese learn everything from their parents. Everything from what to eat, how to fly, when to migrate, where to migrate to.
Migrate, that's right. When do they do that?
Late fall. But without the parental influence, your geese are going to get the urge to fly. They're going to take off and not know where they're going.
So how do I take care of them?
Oh, little grass, little grain for now. Tell you what, I'll stop by in the next couple days, see what you got, see if I can give you a hand.
Oh, that'd be great.
Good.
Thank you.
How old is she?
13.
They grow up pretty quick, don't they?
To tell you the truth, I wouldn't know. It's amazing, isn't it, how they follow her around like that?
Yeah. It's called imprinting. First living thing a goose sees when it's born, it automatically assumes it's its mother.
Huh.
They follow her anywhere.
No, it's important to know that geese are tough birds. You'd think with the way they've been displaced over the years, I'm amazed they're not extinct. But they've learned to adapt.
Where do they go?
See, that's the problem. I get calls all the time. You know, they land on people's front lawns, they're the golf course. That's why we have Ordinance 9314.
I'm sorry, Ordinance what?
Ordinance 9314. All domestically raised geese have to be rendered flightless. It's better known as pinioning.
Actually, it's quite a simple procedure. It's actually quite painless.
What do we have here? Come here, little guy.
Excuse me, sir. Please leave me alone.
Your name's Amy, isn't it? Well, Amy, these geese belong to the crown.
What crown?
She made rules which we've all got to follow.
It's for the good of the goose. It's for the good of the people. Now, what you do is you take the wing and you just shave a bit off the cuticle, right?
What are you doing?
Birds start to fly. What happens in 2 months when they start to migrate? They're getting up zapped and power lines are dead on the highway.
So, get off my land!
Listen to me! Your birds can be carrying parasites and disease. And if they infect wild
Stay
fox,
off of my plate!
Your birds are going to get clipped no matter what. If your birds fly, I'm going to have to confiscate them.
Amy, I'm sorry. I didn't know he was going to do that. Look, sweetie, I promise I won't let anybody hurt them, all right? Open the door.
She's your daughter. You have to figure it out for yourself. Do not put me in the middle of it.
Put it on. Look, I've tried everything. I've been nice to her. I've been tough on her. Nothing's worked. I think the bottom line is that she just doesn't want to be here. And I'm no better father now than I was when she was three.
At least you're here.
Yeah, here.
Thomas! Hey, Barry!
got those battens for you.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
Man, you've been missing some good flying.
Oh, yeah?
The other day, I got this straight-up elevator off a cliff burble. I must have been going up 2,000 feet a minute, no kidding.
Wow, that's not possible. Where is this place?
52 miles. Come on, man, let's go. I got my bird in the truck.
Ah, no, I can't. I got a little bit of a crisis here. Yeah. You want some coffee?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Never replace your mother. Nobody can. But if you let me, I can be your friend. And the first rule of friends is they have to be able to trust each other, right? I promise you nothing is going to happen to those geese. Nothing. I won't let it, and neither will your dad. That's a promise.
How fast they fly again?
31 miles an hour.
Oh, God, there's no way.
Yeah, it's slow. It
makes for a really slow airplane.
But, you know, they're aerodynamically almost perfect.
What's that principle? What's the name of the guy that...
Bernoulli.
Bernoulli, yeah.
If it's a wing, the curve, the airflow moves faster over the top because it has further to go, less pressure on top, ergo lift... Ergo flight.
Ergo
what? turn the gas on, Tom?
Yeah, the gas is... Yeah, now it's on.
Well, turn it off.
Make it be mine. Hey.
Turn it off until the engine starts. Turn the gas back
okay,
on.
Go ahead. All your flooded is...
Okay, this is a kill switch. Yeah. You just clamp this in your teeth, then if you crash, right. You know, your jaw relaxes.
Okay.
You don't get cut up too bad.
All right. Fire up, boys.
Yeah, everybody clear?
Drop clear.
This baby, you could fly the Empire State Building.
Yeah, you end up as a big pile of ground round, one of the two.
Yeah, well, there's only one way to find out. With Rob.
Good luck.
Okay.
Truck clear.
Yeah, that's pretty good, you know. Might give him a complex, though. You might want to think of something more strong, you know. John. Or Thor. Mac or something. Yeah. Oh, I got it. Igor.
Igor?
Yeah, you know, like in Dr. Frankenstein, the, you know.
Master! Master, follow me!
You know?
It's alive, you know.
This idea.
Uh-oh.
About the geese. I've been watching the way they've been, you know, following you around, even when you're on your four-wheeler. And it occurred to me
they just might follow my airplane, too.
No way.
Well, Amy, look, they're going to try to fly away eventually. That's what they do. They're migratory. They go south in the winter just like their ancestors have been doing for thousands of years.
So? We can keep them in the barn.
Yeah, sure, we could keep them in the barn. It's kind of like jail. Could also clip their wings. Doesn't matter. Still, they're going to want to go south where it's warmer and there's plenty to eat. I could show them the way by flying with them in my plane.
My geese are not having anything to do with your crazy ideas.
She's right, Thomas. This one is way out there.
Okay, look, but this could work. Look, according to the books, I've been doing a lot of reading. They learn the landscape on the way down by following their parents. And then in the following spring, they come back by the same route, the same exact route, but to the same place, which for us is right out there on the front porch. Our problem is that your birds, they don't have anybody to show them the way. So they're going to take off, and they're going to get lost, or they're going to get shot by hunters, or, you know, worse.
They're not going to follow you.
No. They might if you help me. Believe me, Amy, this could work. And I promise you it'll be okay. I promise.
Thank you.
just seems so perfect. And I'm used to my ideas not working out, you know, at first, but this
Yeah, but she's not used to it. And you got her all excited about this, and now she feels like you've let her down. Again. Broken promises are the worst. It's better not to promise her anything.
I'm having trouble figuring it out. I didn't say I was giving up. Talk to me, Amy.
Hi.
Oh, God. Sweetie, are you hurt?
I don't think so. You're crying.
Yeah, I thought you were. I built another aircraft and then taught Amy how to fly.
What?
Look, the birds will fly with her. She'll fly with me. I could lead them all south.
You're joking, right? She nearly broke her neck yesterday.
I know.
This is a joke, right?
No.
You're kidding.
No, it's not.
No.
It's a great idea. We can make it work. You know, birds follow me, I follow you. We all go south. It's brilliant. I knew you could think of something.
It's the most stupid, irresponsible, harebrained scheme I've ever heard in my whole life.
Talking about it's the only way they're going to fly with her. That's the way it works.
What is wrong with you?
I thought you liked the geese.
I do like the geese!
Look, it's a lot more dangerous for her to get in my truck and go down the expressway.
In my humble opinion, this is the safest ultralight out there.
Well, it's got to be safe as possible.
Yeah, but it's pricey. I don't care about that.
It's got to be just simple to fly and gentle when you put it down.
Well, yeah, it'll fly at 28, 29 miles an hour.
Really?
We even climb at that.
Go, fellas. Enjoy it. Thank you very much. Take it easy. Turn to the right. Lean to the right. Push the bar to the left. That's it. Remember, you got 34 feet of wingtip up here. It's kind of like having real wide hips. All right, let's make a hard right. Hard right. Good leans. Just like we're flying. Got a girl. Keep the bar pushed down. Bar pushed down, really bringing it around. You got it. I'm not doing anything. It's all you, Amy. Beautiful. Good leaning. Now we're going to go hard to the right. Leaning to the right, just like we're flying. Now we swing to the left. Lean it, there you go. Beautiful. There we go. Nice and straight. Bar center. Nice and easy. Eyes straight ahead. Hands on the bar. Hold on to the bar, Amy. Smooth push out of the bar. And up we go. Got a girl.
around a lot of flyers in my time, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I think you're a natural.
You really think so?
Some people are when it comes to flying. I think you're one of them.
Okay. The wind is coming from right straight at us, okay? So it's going to go right under the plane. It's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Plane's going to be a lot lighter because I'm not in it, okay?
I know, Dad.
And that means your takeoff roll is going to be shorter. You're going to get up fast. You're going to climb real fast.
But still, you're still the smooth push out with the bar, okay?
Sure.
Now, I'm coming up right behind you. Okay, so you just make passes around the field, and that way, if your engine cuts out, you can just glide right down here onto the field, okay?
Sure.
Don't you go anywhere other than the field. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you're going to do good.
Clear prop. They've flown the coop. Come in.
Mama Goose. Come in, Mama Goose.
Amy, can you hear me? Amy, they've flown out. Come in.
Mama Goose.
Amy, can you hear me?
Mama Goose, is your radio working? Tom, do you read me? Yeah, Barry, your radio's out.
Believe it. It works.
Mama Goose. Mama Goose, come in, Mama Goose. Tom, maybe the jack's no good. I'll move up and give her a visual.
Come on, Mama Goose. This is so cool. Come on. Dad. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, who's that on your right shoulder?
Oh. Oh, John.
Say hi to your father.
He's out. He told you to stay off our property.
Where does he keep the airplanes?
What airplanes?
Well, I know he's planning something crazy. Who's the new guy staying at the house?
My Uncle David. He's got a black belt. We call
call him killer.
Okay, Amy. Well, I'll see you again. You can count on it.
Hey, that, wait a minute. That's better. Just go. And I'll play, okay? Ready? On three. And a spit. Go. You have to take it seriously. This is very good.
I just think that we need to have very clear notions of when we're going to fly in the day, when we're going to land.
Yes.
How long you're going to lay over.
Yes.
And then where you're going to end up. You know, because that's the most important thing.
Do me a favor. Just get me some maps of, like, just go down. Just
do me
do
a
this.
Favor.
Just go, like,
do me
here's
a favor.
Us, here's, like, Florida. I'll
well,
look at the maps.
I'm
I'll pick out the
route. I'm going to make a call, because I know this guy, a bird guy. North Carolina.
You're kidding.
He knows, like, migratory paths, and we called him Bird Brain.
Yes, but this idea of using airplanes to reintroduce migratory flocks, look, I'm sorry, it's absolute nonsense. Can you imagine thousands of little tiny airplanes buzzing suburbia at 4 a.m, showing the birds the way south? Birds wouldn't really follow an airplane anyway.
Yeah, but they do. I've seen them do it. Look, it really works if it's done right. And if geese can do this, then maybe really rare birds like whooping cranes and trumpeter swans, maybe they can learn it too. We can start new flocks and give them a crack at a comeback, you know?
David, do you really think you can pull this off?
Yes, sir. All we really needed was a place like this.
Yes, but of course there is a catch, and it's right over there. These 300 acres are all that's left in what used to be thousands. In the 30s, the government set all this aside as a wild bird refuge, but with fewer and fewer birds wintering here, of course it's been encroached on. Some people have made quite a lot of money. If no wild birds show up by November 1st, these chaps are just itching. They go.
November 1st? Really? So if we're here by then, it's ours?
No, not actually yours. The birds.
Right. It's perfect.
I sure hope you're right. I don't want to find out that I'm in trouble. The
spot that we found, it's perfect. It's just perfect. Mm-hmm. But we don't have that long.
Can you land there?
Perfectly.
Okay.
Good flat surface important. Right near.
Stop okay. Moving back. I'm pushing it.
Okay.
Okay. Squeeze it down a little bit. Not so it hurts. Well, it'll move back and forth. Okay. Let's see how it looks. Put your finger out of your nose. Let me see how it looks.
Ah! Ow! Nice move, Thomas. Very good.
The journey will take 4 days of good weather. 30 nautical miles to Lake Ontario. And then 30 more across the lake to the U.S. of A.
Now, 65 miles further on is rendezvous number one at a farm just outside of Franklinville, New York. On day two, we're going to Pennsylvania and across the Appalachian Mountains, 120 miles to rendezvous number two. On day three, we fly over Maryland, just east of Baltimore, and then south across the Potomac to the lowlands of Virginia. On day four, we go along the lower Chesapeake Bay to the little town of New Hope. From there, it's just 10 more miles to Valhalla. How are they doing?
They're panning really hard after 20 miles. I really don't think they can go 150 miles a day.
Well, they've got it in them somewhere. I mean, the wild ones, they go 1,000 miles at a shot. They're a little thinner afterwards, but...
I think we got to go earlier than that. 2 days' weather cushion isn't going to be enough. I say we get out of here in like a 20-second.
Good idea. Barry and I are going to get the camping equipment Wednesday, right? And, oh, we got to leave in a boat.
The GPS and the radios are due tomorrow.
October the 22nd.
Yes! 20 seconds.
Okay, Amy, we've only got 1 week left to whip them into shape, so that means we gotta push them to the limit.
average 5-6 flight hours a day. That means we've got to get ours up to 4, and then I think we'll be all right. But you've got to be the leader. You're the one who's got to be tough on them. So we can't let up, because, you know, the wild ones are already heading south. Mama Goose, Mama Goose, come in.
Hello, Vice.
You've got one very unhappy little bird down here.
Eagle? Goose Trap, put your radio next to him.
Mama Goose, go ahead, we're ready.
Eagle?
Stop fooling around. We're leaving by the end of the week. Come on.
You can do it, Igor. You can do it, come on.
Mama Goose, we have a liftoff. Behind the house. I don't know where he went. Wait, I see him.
Amy!
Amy, watch out! Here he comes on your right wing!
Dad, I hit him! He's down!
Amy, listen to me. Look behind you.
You gotta take care of the others. Let's just turn around and head home now.
Roger. Tonight. We have to.
I don't believe it.
Igor!
Oh, he's lost some primary feathers, but then don't worry, they'll grow back. Let's go.
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Dad, you gotta go.
Oh, let's just get him home. We'll think of something.
Buzzard is out of the nest.
Good. We're into phase 2 in 5 minutes.
Because animal management is everyone's business. We all have a responsibility to protect nature and to look after the well-being of the creatures that live in it.
just like we take care of our pets at home. Does anybody have a pet at home?
I don't.
Hi. This nice office you have here.
Can I help you?
Well, I hope so. My brother and I, we were camping, and the weirdest little critter came into our tent, just waltzed in, nasty little sucker. I have no idea as to what it might be, so I was wondering if you would take a look at it.
You brought it back? Alive?
Out in the truck.
Phase 3 in 2 minutes and counting. Hunky dory.
It's right out here. I really appreciate it. We were up near Napanee. It's really beautiful up there. Did you bring gloves?
Oh, God. Where is it?
Oh. Must have gotten out. I don't see. Do you have kids around here?
What did it look like?
Big cocker spaniel. Uh-huh. Only, you know, he had a almost bald.
Bald?
Fur just around the neck, very spiky around here and here. You're gonna have to go this way.
Right.
I'll go this way, and we'll meet back here.
Okay.
Okay? Careful. You be careful. Be very careful. It's very temperamental.
Very big.
What?
Cornucopia, if you will, of wildlife. Beaver, bear, badgers.
Check it out.
Gray foxes. And, yeah. Beetles. Not the old rocker, but.
I think it's Amy. Wait, it's Amy.
Behind bars.
Dad, stop being so dramatic.
Now, look, this is just beginning, Amy. We've got to make 120 nautical miles by sundown, fly across Lake Ontario, cross an international boundary without a permit, carrying stolen goods, without filing a flight plan, without any official approval, 4 days behind schedule. We're on the edge, my dear. All right, let's start a slow climb. I want plenty of altitude over the lake.
Roger.
Father Goose to Wet Goose, how do you read?
Loud and clear, Father Goose. How are you doing?
The headwind's picking up here. What you taking our ground speed?
Down to 21 knots. How's your fuel?
2 hours at best. We're already past the point of no return, so it's going to be landfall around dark.
Sir, you better take a look at this.
What do you got?
No idea. Very unorthodox signature, sir.
Hey, man, that's beautiful.
Father Goose, we've got some awful tired birds back here.
Landfall in about 5 minutes, Amy.
Sir, it's still heading straight at us.
Any contact?
Negative, sir.
We gotta go. Give me full alert, red alert.
Red, sir.
Papa Goose to Wet Goose. We're not gonna make it to rendezvous one. Roger, Father Goose.
We're on fumes. We gotta put down.
Roger, Papa Goose. We'll tie up and wait till we hear from you.
Whoa, I think we just lucked out. I got a visual on what appears to be an airfield. Stay tight on me. We're going down.
Let's do this, gentlemen. Scramble two.
Scramble to code one.
Okay.
3 Romeo, position and hold.
Roger. 60
Romeo, hold your position. Unidentified traffic at quarter mile on short final.
Give me a landing. Here. Candle Tower, 43 Tango. Have the bogeys inside. Hey, guys, this is really strange. Suggest you call security.
Oh, great. The rudder's coming loose again.
No produce, no flowers, no Cuban cigars.
Oh, yeah?
It's a lot of stuff for one guy to go camping with.
Well, I'm a serious camper.
What's the cage for?
I'm also a paranoid camper. See, I sleep in it. Keeps all the little furries out. It doesn't do much for the big furries, but I figure all they're going to do is look at me and drool anyway, so...
What's all the gasoline for?
That's for my portable generator. For my VCR and my blender. Nothing like a scary movie and a pina colada in the wilderness.
Open the back.
Sir, it was an absolute emergency. Believe me, we had no idea this was an
Stop airport. Stop playing space. With those birds!
It was either land here or land in Lake Ontario.
We're really sorry.
You put this entire military base on full alert? You caused me and my staff a mountain of paperwork, not to mention sending two of my pilots back emotionally about 20 years? And you're really sorry?
We promise we'll never do it again.
Okay. Just as long as you promise. Come on.
Hey, a little close
smile.
Together.
She's for the morning paper.
Hey, stop.
All right?
Talk of being at the right place at the right time. Ed Nichol was at the Niagara Air Force Base this morning and shot this. It seems an unlikely pair sneaked into the high security base last night with a flock of birds. Yeah, real birds. You know, the flapping kind.
Hey, have you heard about this kid and her birds? 14-year-old Amy Alden and 15 Canada geese. She's leading them south in this really big goose toilet. I'm not kidding. This is for real. They departed from Niagara Air Base at 5 a.m. this morning. Commanding General Olin Hatfield says he has never seen such an inspirational sight.
All present and accounted for.
Rogers.
And hey, listen to this.
Got pet geese or ducks or canaries or whatever, I don't know, and she's leading them south with a little airplane, would you believe it?
Southern Ontario is on a mission over New York State.
Dad, he's shooting!
You people don't give up, do you? Now you're poaching off of airplanes. I ought to blow a hole in your liver.
Ma'am, listen.
Wait a minute. Isn't she the little girl I've seen on television?
Now, for all you folks who think the news is always bad, have you heard about Amy and Thomas Alden flying with the birds?
Now, Larry, no more bird jokes.
No, they are leading an orphan flock of Canadian hunters south on an unprecedented 500-mile odyssey.
Very nice place. It's about 20 miles out.
At my age, I'm pretty
First thing in the morning.
If we can separate them from the wild cousins.
I saw something out of a dream.
I want to know something. What happened between you and Mum?
What did she tell you?
She said you're both artists. And that was difficult to begin with because artists can be selfish sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
She said you're both to blame. But you hardly ever came to see me.
Yeah, well, New Zealand's pretty far away, Amy.
That's a really lame excuse, Dad.
Took me a long time to admit that letting both of you go was a mistake. For a while, I just buried myself in my work. I was afraid, Amy. I was afraid, angry. Mostly at myself. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, we do. We have to end up on
95 in the Ohio Valley. It's moving northeast, and it should allow some pretty good flying for the Aldens and their birds, with the possible exception of some fog here in the upper Chesapeake area this afternoon. But meanwhile, their final destination is a sleepy coastal community. It's now coming alive in expectation of their arrival tomorrow.
Big Pond Company BAL dollars. Richard Cartwright from Pimlico, Maryland. How many geese are following Amy's
sound? In honor of Amy and her geese, here's birds of your feather.
I had me a damn turkey once that wouldn't follow me anywhere.
Batteries.
No.
Dad, how could you forget batteries?
I don't know. But my guess is we're still west of Baltimore.
Okay. Sounds about right.
We're going to come down slow and land if we find a place. Yeah? Okay. Roger, Papa Goose. Over and out.
Dad, watch out!
Hello, it's Amy! Amy! Amy, stay on the main street! Just stay on the main street!
It happened just after 2 o'clock, and if anybody is still into a two-martini lunch in Baltimore, they may swear off for good after this. The plot is also thickening down south, Diane Brawley reports.
What we have here is an increasingly nasty confrontation between a coalition of greenies, bird watchers, and tree huggers against the forces of economic progress.
This is the both realization of a lifelong dream for me.
Because I've manned the machinery committed, and I can't walk away from it all. Just for a bunch of ducks. Geese. Whatever.
So why don't you go on ahead and set up for our arrival?
Roger, we'll see you in Valhalla.
This is Goose Brown, signing off.
Thanks, Goose Brown.
Take them the rest of the way.
Can't we both go on my plane?
No, Amy, I can't ride with you. There isn't enough fuel for both of us. We'd be too slow. We wouldn't make it on time. It's the only way. It's only 30 miles. It's an hour away. You can do it.
I can't find my way without you.
Yes, you can. Because you're so much like your mother. She was brave, you know. She went off, followed her dream. Nobody helped her. You've got that strength in you, too, Amy.
I wish she was here now.
She is. She's right next to you. She's in the geese. She's in the sky. She's all around you. And she won't let you down. Yes, you can. I want you to go. You take that plane, you take those geese, and you fly away. Go.
Follow the river until you reach the town of New Hope. Then turn southwest and follow the coast for 10 miles.
Yep.
Look for a lot of cars and people. Terribly complicated in the saga of Amy and her birds. Colin Beardsley reports.
So far, no trace of Amy, Thomas, or the geese. They've disappeared.